We continue now with lesson number 43 in our study of Mishnayos Meseches Shviyos. We're in the 10th and last perek, and we are up to Mishnayos number 5 and 6. So it's perek Asiri, Mishnah Hei, and Mishnah Vov, the 5th and 6th Mishnayos. Prosbol Hamukdom Kosher. If a prosbol is predated, it is still kosher. Now, the prosbol takes effect only regarding those loans which occurred before the prosbol. So that if I date the prosbol the first day of Nisan, so the prosbol only cancels those debts which were made before the first day of Nisan, but it doesn't cancel those debts which occurred, the monies which were borrowed after the date on the prosbul. So if the malva predates the prosbul, so it's really he wrote it on Echad B'Nisan, but he predated it back to Echad B'Adar, to a month earlier. So who's losing thereby? Only the malva is losing. No, the malva prepares a shtar. He's willing to lose a month's worth of debts. Fine. But for hamu'uchar posel, a post-dated, that's posel, because I wrote the prosbul on Echad B'Nisan. That is mishamet those debts, those monies which were borrowed from me up till Echad B'Nisan, but not the money borrowed from me afterwards. If I now post-dated to Echad B'Iyar, so it's going to now cancel debts, wrongly cancel debts, which occurred after the prosbul was really written. So the Chachamim gave a knas. If you write a post-dated prosbul, it's posel completely. It doesn't take any effect, and all of your debts become subject to Shmitas Ksofim. However, this predating and post-dating, where for a prosbul, predating is kosher, post-dating is posel. The opposite is true for a shtar chov, for an IOU. Shtar chov hamukdomim pesulim. If I lend money to someone, and I write that instead of lending you the money in the first of Nisan, I lent it to you 2 months earlier. So this is this deprives the lekuchos. The halacha is that if I lend you money on February 1st, so those people who, if you had sold your field prior to February 1st, those lekuchos, those people who bought the field, they get to keep the field. However, if someone buys a field after you've borrowed money, so you've borrowed money, you're meshubad, you're obligated to the lender. You had no right to sell this field. Therefore, the lender can go and deprive the lekuchos, deprive the person who bought the field from you, of that field. So if I take a shtar chov and predate it, so what am I doing? I am depriving the lekuchos illegitimately. Lekuchos really borrowed the money, really bought the field from the borrower before the debt was incurred. And therefore, the field is theirs, free and clear. And now I have this shtar chov, which is predated. The predating now deprives the lekuchos of their rights. So such a shtar chov hamukdom is posel. If I post-date a shtar chov, it's still kosher. Because what am I saying? That the debt didn't occur until later. Meaning anybody who bought a field from this borrower can keep the field. I have no claim on him because I didn't. My claim on his money didn't occur until later. I deliberately, for some reason, post-dated the shtar chov. The Mishnah continues simply. Echad lo v'mechamisha. If a person borrows from five different lenders, each lender has to have a separate prosbul, because the prosbul is written for the benefit of the malva. The lova has five debts to five different creditors, so five different documents have to be prepared. However, if there's one lender and five borrowers, Ein the coast of Ella proves Belechalakulam. The one lender can write one proofs bull in which he says all the people who owe me money, their debt should be given over to Bezin to collect from me. It should be a proofs bull to cover everybody who borrowed money from me. That's Mishnah Hay. Mishnah Vav says, Ein kosvin proofs bull Ella alakarka. You can only write a proofs bull if the lover, the borrower, has some real estate. The reason being, there are various reasons given. Again, if we follow the Rash, the Rabbeinu Shimshon, here in the Mishnayos, and the Batanura here in the Mishnayos, they give the reason that if I lend money to someone who has real property, who has real estate, so it's as if my loan is to some extent already collected, because I have a guarantee that if the guy doesn't show up and give me money back, I can go and take away his store, his farm, his house, whatever. So it's already kegavui. It's already collected, so to speak. Then proofs bill was instituted. Others say, and this is what Rashi says in Maseches Gittin, that the reason is because it's generally not customary to lend money to people who don't have some real estate to back up their loan. And therefore, it's not shchiach. And for something which is not shchiach, not common, not usual, the Chachamim made no takona. But although there's a requirement that the lover have some karka, there's all kinds of leniencies built into it. What constitutes karka? So, karka is real estate, ground, earth, land. So, the Mishnah says, Im ein lo, suppose the lover has no karka? So, mizakehu, the malva, the lender, can be mizakeh to him, can give over to him a little strip of land, 2 feet by 3 feet in his property. Give him a little piece of land, and it pays for you to do that, because then you can write the proofs bull and get the money back. The little bit of land doesn't concern you, it's a small amount of land. Suppose the lover has land, but the land is mortgaged over to someone else on behalf of another debt that he has, that's sufficient, that's land. Kosvin Oleha Prusbul. Rabbi Chutzpis Omer, Rabbi Chutzpis, who is one of the Asorei Haruge Malchus, very rarely mentioned the Mishnah, but here we have him. Rabbi Chutzpis says, Kosvin Leish al Nichse Ishto, if a man borrows money and has no real estate, but his wife has real estate, and he is eating the payrolls, collecting the rents for his wife or whatever, then that's considered only land, and we write a proofs bill for that too. Suppose there are orphans, and they have a guardian, and the guardian wants to borrow money from a lender for the Yesomim, but the Yesomim have no land, but the guardian has land, that also counts as land for the Yesomim. So there are various leniencies in the requirement. Yes, there's a strict requirement. Proofs bill necessitates that the lover has karka, but if he doesn't really own karka, but all the various scenarios that we just listed, that's considered sufficient karka for a proofs bill to be in effect. And so we have finished Mishnah Vhei and Mishnah Vov, and in the process concluded lesson number 43.